An Anchorage judge today declined to put an immediate stop on the governor's office from conducting public business on private email accounts. A Superior Court judge did not grant a summary judgment against the state in a case challenging former Governor Sarah Palin's practice of using her personal Yahoo address instead of her state accounts. The challenge was brought by Anchorage resident Andre McLeod. McLeod's attorney Don Mitchell says the judge agreed with McLeod's argument to a point, but says he was not persuaded to order the practice to be forbidden.
He said that he did not believe, as of this morning, that there were no facts at issue and that Andre McLeod was right as a matter of law with respect to her view of the inappropriateness under the law of the Office of the Governor using private email accounts to conduct public business.
Mitchell says the legal point in the case now hinges on the statutory requirement that all communications must be appropriate for preservation. McLeod says she was stunned by the judge's decision. She says the state's policy is to make all communications available to public records requests, and the former governor's Yahoo account was not available for that access.
For any Alaskan, for any member of the public, to have to go to court in order to get their government to protect the public's right to know it just amazes me. But I guess the laws have not kept up with emails.
Legislation to update the law is pending in the State House of Representatives. Anchorage Democrat Mike Dugan introduced a bill earlier this year that would require any official communication to go through the state's electronic system, and it clearly says those messages would be available for public inspection. Dugan says he saw the measure as a way of resolving the issue, and without it, the law would allow technology to bypass what is now illegal.
It's the theory behind public records is the basis of our policy, then simply because the technology has opened up a new loophole doesn't mean that we can take advantage of it. You know, we have to look at our theory and say, that's our theory, we're sticking to it, and we have to adopt it to the new technology as well.
Dugan says he hopes to include the major components of his bill in a rewrite of the Executive Ethics Act anticipated to be before lawmakers during next year's session. The court case will next be considered in a procedural hearing set now for September 21st, where a trial could be scheduled.